This is a quick review of Mishnah Berayomi, Simon Resh Mem Dalad, Seif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Livsol Ha'avonim Ulesakana Koros. So if you would be fixing up construction materials like stones and wooden beams, Afila Beveis Oshal Eino Yehudi Aser. Even if the Goy is doing it in his own home, he's not doing it in your house, he's fixing up your things in his house, it's still Aser. Keva de Letzorech Mechuber Hu. It's considered part of the Isser of Marisayan, and this is part of a construction that he's doing in your property. So we said before, things that are mechuber to the ground have your name on them officially, and therefore this is letzorech mechuber, and it's going to be usher as well. Vim asu kein, but if he does it, he fixes up these items for construction, lo yishakim bevinyan, he should not use them to be part of your construction, part of your building. Adds the Ramah, v'yesh omrim dim eno mefursam shushel Yisrael. It's not officially known that this belongs to the Jew. Shari, it is permissible under these circumstances. This is a basic halacha that piggybacks off of the halachas that we've been discussing thus far, that there's an isser, even if everything's being done correctly, that you didn't actually hire this non-Jew to work for you on Shabbos. You hired him at a flat rate that he's getting paid by the job. He's a kablan. Still, there's a problem of Maris Ayin with those things that are attached to your name, that we're afraid people won't realize that you didn't hire him to work on Shabbos Dafka, and he's doing it on his own accord. Therefore, we're afraid that people will think you did the wrong thing. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalet points out that if the non-Jew is fixing his own things, and the Jew had a deal with him that basically that you should prepare X amount of construction materials for me, and the non-Jew has a choice: should I use the ones I made on Shabbos, or should I use other ones? So even if he's dafka in his mind doing it for the needs of the Jew, as long as it's not in the Jewish person's house, right, even if it's known that this is being done on behalf of the Jew, still it's not officially subject to this isser according to Dogamar Vava, because he's not using your materials, it's his material still, and he's doing it in his own home, and therefore it is going to be mutter for him to use it. In the end of the Sifkot, he just points out that he quotes the Tshuva Sar Advaz, who says the same thing as Dalu Mervava, but he points out that if the non-Jew is standing right next to the place that he's going to be inserting them into the building in his own area, but it's right near the construction site, there it's a problem of Marisayan. It does look like he hired him to do it for him on Shabbos. In addition, the Dirshu footnotes point out that let's say you have a Jewish contractor who's building for the sake of a non-Jew. So he has a non-Jewish worker, a non-Jewish contractor who comes in to take over the job every single Shabbos. He quotes from Minchas Yitzchak that this is mutter because it's a non-Jew working for a non-Jew on Shabbos, and the non-Jewish construction worker is getting all the money for that which is being done on Shabbos, so it's completely mutter, even though the main project is being handled by a Jew the rest of the days. And one more ha'ar, in Sifkat Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah points out that according to the Ramah, that he says that if it's not so well known that these things belong to a Jew, it's mutter. So he says that it means that you don't have to tell the non-Jew, please don't do this work for me on Shabbos. But you can't obviously say to the non-Jew, please do this work for me on Shabbos. You have to basically tell him you have a job to do, and it's your decision to when you want to do it on your own property. This is similar, I guess, to somebody who leaves his clothing by the dry cleaners, and the dry cleaner has the choice when he's going to do it. If the Jew leaves the clothing by the dry cleaners on Erev Shabbos, and he says, I'm picking it up 2 minutes after Shabbos, then what choice does the non-Jew have? He's basically being told, Pemali, do the work on Shabbos. But if he's told, here I'm dropping it off on Thursday and I'm going to pick it up on Sunday, so the non-Jew has the ability, if he wants to do the malacha, even though it belongs to the Jew, and it's understood that Jews drop their dry cleaning off here, but it's not mefursam that the non-Jew is going to be working on the Jewish person's clothing on Shabbos, so therefore it's going to be mutter to benefit from it, even though the non-Jew did the work on Shabbos, because that was his choice. It was dana daita dinafshei.